Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at ways to remove phishing emails. So over the weekend, I did some cooking, did some food prep. And before anyone accuses me of domestic, not domestic. So when my girlfriend texted me, she's like, oh, you're becoming so domestic. And my daughter called me adorable, which is never a good thing. But no, it was just, I wanted to prepare for the week. I got a lot going on. And so in the middle of working throughout the weekend, I was pulling together ingredients. And it occurred to me the huge difference between knowing what you want to do and reading about it and actually executing on it, right? Having those skills to know where to whisk, where to stir, what to saute, etc., is hugely different than just simply reading about it. And so it is too with information security. So the tip is, here's how to remove phishing emails. Question came in, how do you do it based on the metrics talk that we did last week? And here are some tactics you can do. The scenario is simple. You just received several hundred identical phishing emails. These phishing emails all contain a malicious payload. And should that payload be executed by a user clicking on it, their system would call back over the web to a command and control, which would download malware. This could be caused by a criminal or could be caused as part of a penetration test. What do you do? And here's what you do. We're assuming that it got past your technical controls and someone picked up the phone and said, hey, I've got something suspicious. First thing you do is you investigate that email, you run it in a VM or an ISA machine, actually make sure it is indeed a phishing email and something malicious. Now that you've identified it, you need to find out how many other copies are in your system and you need to block it. From a blocking perspective, on your proxy firewall, you can put in that URL that's going to and say, hey, don't allow any hosts to go to this. That way, if anyone clicks on an email and goes to the proxy, it will be blocked at the firewall. Second way you can do it for additional control is to go and null route it on the DNS. So you go into your DNS server, and for that particular domain name, you point it back to 127.0.0.1. So if someone clicks on it, the malware will execute, it will run that exploit, but it will not be able to connect to the command and control, it will not be able to pull down additional malware. So far, so good. This gives you enough time to identify who else is and has this phishing email, and to remove it from the mailboxes. The old-fashioned hard way of doing this is using PowerShell. You write a PowerShell script that searches all the mailboxes for a matching email, finds it, and removes it from the system. A slightly newer way of doing it is there are now applications that plug into Office 365 and Exchange that will go ahead and automate this through a GUI. So prevent the computer from logging out, prevent the computer from looking up in DNS, then execute a script to clean it all up. Afterwards, you want to use this as an example and as a training point. So capture it, give some kudos to whoever reported. If you have some sort of like budget for giving them prizes, do that. And use this in your training materials the next time around to demonstrate an actual phishing example and how to respond to it. These steps, identifying it's a fish, blocking it on the firewall and DNS, removing it from Exchange. Each one of these 3 points can be captured in a metric and tracked to make sure that you're effectively and efficiently using your IT process to remove the fish. That's it. Easiest cooking dinner. Cheers.